USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Democratic congressional leaders say they will bring a bill forward that would suspend the debt limit and try to prevent a government shutdown. Current estimates are that the U.S. will be unable to pay its bills sometime in October if the debt ceiling isn't raised. The House is scheduled to vote this week on legislation that would suspend that ceiling until 2022 and fund the government through December. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Republicans could support a measure to fund the government past September 30th, but only if it was separate from a bill to raise the debt ceiling. In remarks on the Senate floor Monday, the Kentucky Republican said that his caucus would support a funding bill that includes disaster relief and targeted Afghan assistance, as long as it wasn't tied to the debt ceiling. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is projected to hold on to power, as multiple outlets are calling for his Liberal Party to win enough seats in Parliament to form a minority government. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Christmas shoppers could soon be looking at higher prices, especially for one traditional item. Tim Berg reports.
The most wonderful time of the year is approaching, and it may come with a higher price tag. That's especially true for artificial trees, which are expected to cost more than usual. CNN reporting that some artificial tree sellers are bumping up their prices by double-digit percentages. Companies like Balsam Hill out of California say it's due to high shipping costs. Those selling holiday decor are also feeling the strain. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Green Bay Packers have beaten the Detroit Lions on Monday Night Football 35-17. After being held without a touchdown in a Week 1 loss to New Orleans, Aaron Rodgers threw for four scores, three of them to his running back Aaron Jones. Detroit quarterback Jared Goff threw for 246 yards and two scores in the loss. Green Bay dominated in the second half, scoring 21 unanswered points to cruise to their first win of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas visited the border town of Del Rio, Texas on Monday, where thousands of migrants are living under the international bridge, hoping to find a way into the country. In remarks to reporters, Mayorkas said that the border is not open and that people should not make the trek to the U.S.-Mexico border. Senator Marco Rubio believes that message has come too late. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that the migrants at the border believe that the border is open and that there are no checks on COVID at the encampment.
Well, first they won't acknowledge it because they created it. I mean, and the interviews and as people have talked to some of these people that are down that have come over, they're all surprised and angry. They're said, we were told that if we came with a child, we could stay. We weren't even, others have said, they didn't even give us a deportation letter. They knew some of the legal steps that had to be taken. Others have been lied to and told the border's wide open, just come on in, it's legal now to enter the United States. Some of them spent thousands of dollars to make that journey. All of it created by the perception, by the words, by the actions of Joe Biden when he was a candidate, and then when he took over as president. And one more interesting point, there are multiple countries around the world that you can't come to the United States from some parts of Europe and other parts of the world legally. You can't buy a plane ticket and fly here with a visa because of COVID restrictions. But we are basically allowing thousands of people to enter the country illegally, no vaccine, as you said, no checks whatsoever.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.